You're listening to SBS News.
As mild temperatures and light rain conditions bring some reprieve to fire-affected communities, another person has been confirmed dead from the New South Wales South Coast blaze, bringing the toll to 8. Police say the 71-year-old man was last seen on New Year's Eve moving equipment on his property in Narreganda. Emergency services had been unable to get to the area due to the large-scale bushfires until now, discovering his body between the property and a car this afternoon. Further south, residents of the coastal town of Eden have watched on as one of its largest employers, the woodchip mill, burned. Local woman Ros Butt says the loss of the mill is devastating.
There are, 70 or so people employed there. So it'll have a huge impact. I think everything will have a huge impact on tourism down here generally at the moment.
Despite an easing of conditions, Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the fire risk is expected to worsen later in the week.
As we move into Friday, we can expect to see temperatures climb and climb back into the high 30s and into the low 40s, particularly adjacent to the ranges, west of the ranges I should say, and further inland. And we can expect to see a combination of those hot conditions and westerly winds coming out of the centre of the state, resulting in probably severe fire danger ratings along the back end of the ranges and in parts of the central west. We're not expecting to see severe or above fire danger ratings at this stage, at least, down through some of the fire-affected areas of the south coast, for example.
In Victoria, all four people missing in fire-affected regions have been accounted for. The welcome news comes as communities in East Gippsland begin to count the cost of bushfires that have devastated the region for the past week, leaving two people dead.
In my judgment, given that we've got so much damage, I think at least 200 homes we can confirm, and it'll be, I think, well more than 300 by the time we get in and make those assessments in every single fire-affected community.
That's Premier Daniel Andrews. The Victorian coastal holiday town of Mallacoota was cut off by fire a week ago, with more than 1,500 people having been evacuated by defence helicopter and ship in recent days. But Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says around 300 people still remaining in the town are now smoked in, with aircraft unable to reach them.
They've got a choice today to take up the offer of the boat, and people are being talked to today, or staying and hoping the smoke clears sometime in the next couple of days. But be assured, we are absolutely doing everything we can, when we can, to get in, to both evacuate people out, but also to provide food, water, supplies and fuel.
With dozens of bushfires continuing to burn in Victoria, authorities are warning thick smoke is likely to continue to impact the state in the coming days. The air quality is at its worst in fire-affected East Gippsland. But the Environment Protection Authority has also recorded very poor air quality in Melbourne's metropolitan area, attributing the smoke to bushfires burning in Victoria as well as in New South Wales and Tasmania. Chief Environmental Scientist Andrea Henwood is urging people to close the windows in their home and seal the doors, saying the smoke will likely linger until Wednesday.
You want to have as much clean air as you can within your home, and some homes are just terribly leaky and they will be problematic. So that's the opportunity to have your own plan and work out, have you got friends and family that might have a better space? Have you got the local library or the shopping centre or whatever it might be to provide some relief? Because even taking a break in these conditions is really important.
In Canberra, the department responsible for coordinating Australia's response to disasters and emergency management has told staff to stay home as thick bushfire smoke blankets the city. The Department of Home Affairs has told staff to stay away from Canberra headquarters for 48 hours, but some essential employees will work from other locations. The capital's air quality was the worst of any major city in the world on Monday morning, as winds carried in smoke from bushfires in New South Wales. In South Australia, up to 100 Army reservists have arrived on Kangaroo Island to provide the community with immediate help. With the bushfire crisis attracting international attention, Australian actor Russell Crowe used his Golden Globes acceptance speech to take aim at the federal government's inaction on climate change. The 55-year-old was absent from the ceremony as he's protecting his Australian home from bushfires. But actress Jennifer Aniston read a statement on his behalf.
Make no mistake, the tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based. We need to act based on science, move our global workforce to renewable energy, and respect our planet for the unique and amazing place it is. That way, we all have a future.
While fellow Australian Kate Blanchett missed out on a Globe, she also used some time on stage introducing Best Picture nominee Joker to address the crisis.
I wanted to do a special call out to the volunteer firefighters who have been at the centre of battling the climate disaster that is facing Australia. And of course, when one country faces a climate disaster, we all face a climate disaster. So we're in it together.
Amy Hall, SBS News.